Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Now, the listeners at home can't see what you're wearing, but you've come dressed to theme this morning, wearing some beautiful Jimmy D from a few seasons ago. Do you want to describe it for the listeners?
I'm wearing a red dress, and it's got fried chickens on it, and it's from the On a Wing and a Bear season of
so
Jimmy
good.
D, and it's one of my favourite Jimmy D prints.
It's a fantastic print.
There's chicken drumsticks and chicken wings and everything.
It's very cool, and we are talking kind of about chicken this morning, and also about baguettes, which are not the breadstick. But what, Penny?
It's kind of making me hungry, actually.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't even eat chicken. I love reading The Guardian in the weekend, and I came across this article. I have to laugh because it just cracked me up. The title is KFC's 198-pound twister holder touted as next bag, except among vegans.
So what is this bag that we're looking at here?
Okay, so I'll just read this next bit and then we'll talk about a baguette. So KFC has launched, as I said, 198-pound insulated leather handbag for the British market, designed to be able to hold one of the chicken chain's twister wraps.
My God. So it's a KFC handbag, basically.
It is, basically. And it's based on the quintessential baguette. It's a kind of like, it looks like it's about maybe 20 centimeters by 10 centimeters rectangle with a handle, with a strappy handle. It's leather, like pebbly leather, and it's in tomato red of KFC. It has a picture of Colonel Sanders on the side, and it also has the classic KFC kind of keychain, which is very like, that was kind of part of the baguette originally.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot to unpack about this KFC bag here. Shall we start with talking about baguettes, or shall we talk about this KFC bag in particular, Penny?
Well, let's talk about baguettes.
Okay, so what is a baguette? People at home might be listening and being like, is it just a handbag? What are we talking about here?
So it was kind of prominence in 1999, 2000, around that kind of year, but it was... Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I kind of guess it became famous then because it featured on Sex and the City. But it was invented in 1997 by Sylvia Venturini Fendi. So she was part of the Fendi fashion house. She's one of the family. She designed this bag, as I said, like sort of like 20... I kind of think of it as like a flat pencil case with a flap
and then
a strap. You stick it over your back, over your shoulder. And it's called a baguette because that's apparently how French people... carry their baguette rolls under the shoulder as they're walking down the road. And then they can kind of carry other things and get things done. And so the baguette was named that because it was kind of a smaller purse from the usual kind of what I like to call hippo ass tote bags that were being used at the time. And people like even the people at Fendi were like, no, this bag won't work. It's too small. But it completely took off. They sold over 100,000 units in the first year.
Wow, that is huge.
Yeah, and all the kind of, you know, stars were seen to wear them. And it became, so it became, was considered to be the first it bag.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether, how true that is. I'd have to look into it further. Because, I mean, if you think about it, Hermes had the Birkin and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I can't remember what years they were. But, I mean, all the different designers came out with their own versions. I remember Dior having one that kind of almost looked like a little saddlebag. And the overflap had a wave in it. And it had the C and the D keychain hanging off it.
I know the one you mean.
The first one I remember as a baguette. But it was actually Fendi that... invented it.
Yes.
And of course Fendi had the iconic kind of two F's in the buckle.
Yeah. And on the print often as well. And it's like they're kind of like the ultimate like label status symbol in a way, because you're wearing it to show you've got it, you know what I mean? Like, it is like having a giant tag on display,
yeah,
in a lot of ways, which, you know, they're also so cool, some of them.
Yeah, well, Vogue, it's funny you should say it, Vogue described them as the accessory that announced you were the owner of all that was desirable in the world.
Yeah, big time.
And at the time, people were, it was also very matchy handbag, matchy shoes. So you'd have your kitten heels and you'd have your baguette, and they were the same kind of pastel shade, you know, that sort of thing. And then, as I mentioned, there is a infamous scene in Sex and the City in the episode What Goes Around Comes Around, where, and this kind of like astounds me, where Sarah Jessica Parker goes down a wrong turn while looking for a shoe store because she's having a bad day.
Oh, no. Oh dear.
And a robber who looks very like wealthy and in his own comes up to her with a gun and mugs her and says, Hand me over your bag, and she goes, but it's a baguette. And that became kind of like this kind of, you know,
meme.
And it was the first item that was actually lent by a design house to Sex and the City, Patricia Field, the designer. So it kind of set off a whole kind of
new era for Sex and the City.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Sex and the City probably hasn't aged well, but at the time that show was very iconic in fashion.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it was a big deal back then. But it is, like, the baguette is definitely kind of
a
symbol of Y2K. Yeah.
Yeah, it's back because, you know, as we talked about a few weeks ago, Y2K is here at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere, you know. The, like, TikTok stars have their little baguettes. There are new runs of baguettes coming out from fashion
houses. Yeah, miniature ones as well. So,
tiny.
Yeah, so these ones where it's kind of like, it's so weird. They kind of look like they're, like, almost little packets of cigarettes on a with a handle,
yeah,
or something like that.
A doll
bag. Just your phone and one key, maybe, and your lipstick can fit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very, like, they are cool, though, I have to say. Like, I would like one. I don't have the money for a Fendi baguette, but, you know, if someone was like, here you go, I'd be very stoked.
Well, that's, you know, like, when you look up the prices of new ones, they're like £2,500. But, you know, a lot of auction houses and things like that sell them secondhand and they're in good condition. And sometimes you can pick them up. Like, I bought a really amazing tiny Chanel bag from Tatties.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Like a really lovely red leather one for my friend's birthday.
Oh, how gorgeous.
And, you know, and that was just like a score. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can find...
Can track them down, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're actually, they are quite a practical bag as well. I know we were sort of saying you can't really fit much in them, but they are quite cool because you can stick...
For a night out.
Yeah.
A night out bag, it's perfect. You can stick all you need in it and then you've kind of, you can hold it. It's not got a huge big strap to get in the way. It's great.
Yeah. I always find it funny. I was watching the Kardashians over the weekend.
Nice.
I love watching the fashion in those shows because I'm just like obsessed with what they wear, even though I just don't get it half the time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And they had the scene where Kim Kardashian is doing the promo for Saturday Night Live and she's wearing this very pink, what looks like crushed velvet, fluoro pink, well, bright pink, all-in-one suit with gloves and pointy shoes. Mm. And she's carrying the tiniest... handbag ever, but she's got these big shoulders, so the silhouette is really like the silhouette is very triangular, but then this tiny, tiny little bag that's almost like a mouse handbag or something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like she's holding it with just two fingers because it's so light. And it's like, well, if you're doing the promo, surely you'd just put your handbag over there, but she's got to stand there with the handbag in the photo because I guess she's probably being paid to place that.
Yeah.
But it is quite funny how you can use your accessory to change your silhouette as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. And it's also that kind of, it's a satire almost as an item of like fashion because it is usually paired with things that are like either hyper small or hyper large.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of playing with this sort of idea of femininity in a way that's quite tongue-in-cheek, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have to wonder, you know, like the KFC Crocs.
Yes.
Which there's been two rounds of those and they astound me because they come with a chicken McNugget that attaches to the hole of the croc.
And what's the word for that thing if it goes in the croc hole? It's like a giblet or something, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And I want to know who buys these.
Quite like, a bit of money.
I have one friend in my brain who I absolutely know wears that stuff. Yeah.
Like, I can imagine kind of someone maybe a teenage who's just really comfortable in wearing quite loud fashion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's awesome. And the cool thing is that all the proceeds go to KFC, the KFC Foundation, which supports students and youth.
That's cool.
So it's not like they're making this to be, oh, you know, it's actually, you know, they're raising money for their own foundation, I guess.
They don't really need to make fashion like items to have publicity. KFC's pretty freaking famous already, you know. People are going there. It's so interesting though, I think, that they kind of lean into this kind of the novelty thing, because it's a novelty bag, it's such a small size that you can kind of do this fun stuff.
Well, I suppose it fits the chicken, what is it, the chicken Twister wraps.
Exactly.
I don't know what that looks like, but it's like, see that?
Neither do I.
That thing there. Mate, that could even be.
I'm looking at a picture of the croc, and it is quite something.
In other fashion news as well, I guess we should mention it's the first day of May in America today. Is that right?
First Monday of May.
Right, yeah. I mean, the Met Gala is around the corner.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I wonder what the theme is. I haven't looked that up this year.
It's like part two of last year's American sort of lexicon of fashion, which I think everyone's agreed was like a weird theme, and this year they're doing a second part to it. I'll be very interested to get everyone's reckons on it next week when we can see the looks. So maybe we can touch on that. Thank you, Penelope Noir, for bringing us baguettes.
Yeah, I should just mention that if you're keen on your own Kennel Sandals baguette or wrapette,
yes,
unfortunately you can only get them from Britain.
Okay.
England.
Sucks for us. You can save you £200 though, so it might not be a terrible thing. Thank you very much, Penny. Have a nice morning.
You too.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.